Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. What's our lesson about? A very interesting and very useful invention. Now, what do you use when you want to stick one thing to another? Tape? Glue? Well, those things are very useful, of course, but you might not be able to pull the things apart again after you use tape or glue. Ooh, zippers! Zippers are very useful, right? Perfect for jackets. Well, have you ever heard of Velcro? I know you know what it is, even if you've never heard the name before. Today our lesson is called It Sticks, and we will learn about Velcro and where its inspiration came from. And here's the question of the day. How long did Georges de Mestral work on his idea before he found an answer? How long did Georges de Mestral work on his idea before he found an answer? Okay, pay attention. I know you can find the answer to that question. Right now, open up your magazine and let's begin.
It Sticks, one invention that changed the world. Throughout history, people have invented amazing things. Some inventions, like the car, changed people's lives in big ways. Other inventions, like the shopping cart, just made life more convenient. Where does the inspiration come from for these inventions? It can come from anywhere, but the inspiration for Velcro came from nature. In 1941, Georges de Mestral was taking a nature hike in Switzerland one day. He noticed many burrs sticking to his pants.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 inspiration 这个名词。 Inspiration 是指灵感、启发或者是启示。例如 many writers find inspiration in the people and things around them. 许多作者都是在身边的人事物上找灵感。它的动词是 inspire, I-N-S-P-I-R-E, 意思是启发或激励。例如 Joanne was inspired by her drama teacher and became an actress. Joanne 因为戏剧老师的启发而成为了一位演员。 继续我们看的是 Velcro 这个专有名词。 Velcro 是指魔鬼粘。例如 The bag has a Velcro opening and an inside zipper pocket. 这个袋子有一个魔鬼粘的开口，还有一个拉拉链的内袋。或者是 Many kids don't know how to tie shoelaces because they always wear shoes with Velcro straps. 许多孩子不会绑鞋带，因为他们都是穿带有魔鬼粘鞋带的鞋。
Hello there, everyone. I'm Rebecca, and today we have a very exciting lesson called It Sticks. It Sticks. What sticks? Well, that's what we're going to talk about right now.
That's right. One invention that changed the world is a very interesting invention. I think it's very useful, but before we find out more about that, let's talk about that phrase, it stuck. Okay, the title, It Sticks, it reminds us of that phrase. Mm-hmm. And if you say it stuck, that means it got attached somehow. And we have used it ever since.
That's right. Now, for example, you could say, well, let's pretend that you're listening to a song.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, you don't want to remember the song anymore, but then you just start humming it. You could say, the song, it just got stuck in my head.
All right, so it got stuck
it got
in my
stuck.
Head. Has that ever happened to you? Do songs ever get stuck in your head? You just can't forget about the song.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another way you could use this phrase, it stuck. For example, people's nicknames. One of my nicknames is Gepo. That's right, Taiwanese for Jipo. When I was a very little kid, I walked into a convenience store, and I told the lady my English name,
uh-huh.
Gabe,
Okay.
And she said, oh, Gepo. And you know what, Rebecca?
What?
It stuck. That's been my nickname ever since.
So that means I can call you Gepo.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, well, you can if you want.
Well, you know, this is a very useful phrase to use. It stuck. But I think we need to keep moving along in our lesson. So we read, throughout history, people have invented amazing things. Some inventions, like the car, changed people's lives in big ways. I actually would agree with that.
Very true. People started using cars, driving cars. Mm-hmm. Actually, Rebecca, did you know that this actually changed the way that people went on dates?
I didn't know. What do you mean?
Well, you know, back in the early 1900s, mm-hmm. it used to be, before cars, the guy would go over to the girl's house. It would be very safe and protected because her family is also there. But then when the car was invented, the guy would go pick the girl up and they would go out somewhere. So the car really was an invention that changed a lot of things.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else changed a lot of things? The shopping cart.
Well,
the shopping cart. In our lesson, we read, other inventions like the shopping cart made life more convenient.
Okay, so there are inventions that change life completely. Mm-hmm. Some inventions that just make life more convenient. And we see a question here. Where does the inspiration come from for these inventions? And let's take a look at that phrase, where does something come from?
It's actually a very useful question to ask. So, for example, you could say, where did the idea for Facebook come from? Or, where did your idea for that car come from?
Maybe you're wondering about a certain kind of food. Mm-hmm. Where do tacos come from? Well, the answer is Mexico. What about the sport baseball? Where did baseball come from? That is from the United States. Now, this is a very important question to remember when you're asking where somebody came from. Mm-hmm. You want to ask, where do you come from? Or where are you from? But don't ask, where are you come from? Okay, the question is, where do you come from?
That's right, and it's good to clarify that. Thank you, Gabe. Well, of course, we're talking about where did the inspiration for these inventions come from? And let's see what our lesson reads. It can come from anywhere, but the inspiration for Velcro came from nature.
All right, so that's what our lesson is all about, Velcro. But let's take a look at these words, the inspiration for something. It inspired something. So for example, here's another way to use this phrase. Tell me about the inspiration for your song or that book that you're writing. What inspired you? Tell me about the inspiration for your book.
Well, you know, my cousin, she's a singer, and she actually found her inspiration for singing, actually, from worship songs at church.
Interesting. So inspiration can come from many different places. Well, friends, if inspiration for something comes from nature, is there a special word for that? Steve and Ken have an idea. Let's join them now.
When we humans look to nature to solve a problem or improve upon existing technology, we call it biomimicry.
That's right. Bio, the prefix, means life, while mimic means to imitate. So you could say biomimicry is the science that imitates life.
Now, biomimicry isn't a new thing. Nature has been inspiring technology for thousands of years. But in 2008, biomimicry really made world headlines.
That's right. I remember that. Maybe you remember the Beijing Olympics when swimmers wore swimsuits designed to mimic the properties of shark skin.
Researchers found that a shark's skin actually helps move water past the shark's body, thus helping it to swim faster. Swimmers who wore the imitation shark skin suits swam faster too.
The swimsuits work so well, in fact, that they have since been banned in most major swim competitions.
Okay, how about the lotus flower? Those flowers always look so clean, and that's because their special surface naturally repels dust and dirt. When it rains, the water simply washes all the dirt away.
Yes, one German company carefully studied the lotus flower's surface and developed a paint with a similar property. So now your house can always be as fresh looking as a lotus flower.
我们今天来学一个新的字 biomimicry, 自首 bio 表示生命 ,mimic 就是模仿。biomimicry 中文翻成仿生学，指的就是利用自然界的现象改善人类生活的做法。在2008年北京奥运的游泳比赛当中，许多选手穿的鲨鱼装就是 biomimicry 的成果。这种高科技的泳装的材质模仿了鲨鱼的皮肤组织，让选手们可以游得更快。那另外呢，也有人研究 lotus flower 莲花。有没有注意到莲花的叶子总是非常的干净，如果你泼水的在莲花的叶子上，水珠是不会停留在叶面上，而是滚落下去，而且不留痕迹。有一个德国公司就开始研究莲花叶，结果就发明了一种具有防水性和抗污性的油漆。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, I think we need to continue with our lesson. We read, in 1941, George de Mestral was taking a nature hike in Switzerland one day, and he noticed many burrs sticking to his pants.
All right.
That's interesting.
Well, it's nice, very normal for someone to go on a hike, a nature hike. And it's also very normal in some parts of the world to look down and realize that your pants are covered with burrs. And what does a burr look like? I usually think of a little brown, tiny little brown thing that sticks to your pants. Here we have a picture of a green burr. If you look closely, it's that little thing that looks kind of prickly and pointy. And they stick to your clothes. They're actually kind of annoying.
Yeah, they actually are kind of annoying. And they can also hurt if you're not careful, if you try to pull them off your pants. Well, anyway, friends, we have more for you right after this.
Oh, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm looking for something very, very special. Our lesson is about Velcro today, and I heard that the inspiration for Velcro came from nature. That's right, biomimicry. Oh, do you hear that? It must be what I'm looking for. Yes, yes. Do you see it? The Velcro bird. Amazing. Truly inspirational. Oh, look. She's walking away. Oh, I'm so glad I saw her when I had the chance. Thank God for the Velcro bird. Okay. Let's continue learning about the real inspiration for Velcro in our next reading.
It sticks. When he got home, he looked at one of the burrs under his microscope. He saw the burr's tiny hooks holding tight to the tiny loops of cloth of his pants. Could this idea be useful, he wondered? He worked on it for almost 8 years before he found an answer. He made 2 strips of material. One had thousands of tiny hooks on it. The other was covered with thousands of tiny loops. The 2 strips could stick tightly to each other.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 hook 这个名词。Hook 是指钩子或者是带钩的部分。例如 Greg always hangs his jacket on the hook by his office door.Greg 总是把夹克挂在办公室门口旁的挂钩上，或者是 These curtain hooks were made of brass. 这些窗帘的挂钩是铜制的。Hook 也可以当动词，例如 Ricky hooked his trailer to his truck. Ricky 把拖车勾在他的卡车后面。最后我们看的是 microscope 这个名词。Micro 是指极小的 Scope 是指观察或观看，所以合在一起 microscope 是指显微镜。例如 Mike loves to look at insect samples under the microscope. Mike 喜欢用显微镜观察昆虫的标本。或者是 When you're using a microscope, make sure you adjust the focus correctly. 当你使用显微镜的时候，要确定焦点要调整正确。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Oh, look what I found. What is this?
Rebecca!
Yes, yes?
That's a feather from the Velcro bird.
Velcro bird?
Yes,
Gabe,
the Velcro bird.
There is no such thing as a Velcro bird.
Oh, I believe there is a Velcro bird. That is the real inspiration for Velcro.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. I don't think so, Gabe.
Okay.
But I do have a good idea.
What?
I think that we should continue...Learning about Velcro in our lesson.
Yes, learning about the explanation in our lesson
yes,
here
yes.
about the burr, right?
Right, exactly. So we read, when he got home, okay, hold on. Let's review for just a moment. Mistral, he had just taken a walk, a nature hike in Switzerland, and he found these burrs sticking to his pants. Okay, so now we can read in our lesson, when he got home, he looked at one of the burrsunder his microscope.
Ooh, that's a very handy thing to have in your house.
Ooh.
A microscope. Yes, if you enjoy science classes, then you probably have worked with a microscope. You look at really small things through the lens of a microscope. So that's what he was doing with these burrs.
That's right. And so as we continue with our lesson, he saw the burrs, tiny hooks,holding tight to the tiny loops of cloth on his pants. Now, of course, they must have been very tiny because he couldn't see that until he put the burr under the microscope.
But what he saw was that these tiny little hooks were holding tight to the tiny loops of cloth on his pants. And that's a good phrase, when you hold tight to something.Sometimes we say you're holding tightly to something. Mm-hmm. The word tight here also acts as an adverb. Now, if you hold tight to something, like maybe if you're on the back of a scooter and your driver is going very fast, you might want to hold very tight to your driver.
You definitely do want to hold tight. Or whenever I put my niece or nephew on the swing, I always tell them that they need to hold on tight.Because I don't want them to fall off.
Hey, that's a great phrase to know, too. Hold on tight. Okay, we're going to start going very fast. Hold on tight. Well, we continue here. Something came into his mind, this question. Could this idea be useful? And that's another great phrase we want to teach. Could something be something else? We use different adjectives, right? So, for example, we're going to go on a ride at the amusement park.
Right.
Could this ride be dangerous?
Well, Gabe, if you're going on the ride, most likely it's probably not going to be dangerous because
you're at
hundreds
Disneyland.
And thousands. Yes, you're at Disneyland.
Yeah, none of the rides at Disneyland are dangerous.
Of course not. Okay, but that's a good question to ask. Here's another question. Let's say that you're doing a research paper or you know someone who's doing a research paper and they need a book. You could offer them a book and say,Could this book be helpful for your paper?
Ah, could something be helpful? Could something be useful? Well, this idea for Velcro really did become useful. We continue here. He worked on it for almost 8 years before he found an answer to that question. All right, that's a long time to work on something. Let's take a look at this phrase here. The phrase is verb and then an amount of time.Before. Is there another way you could use that phrase?
Absolutely, Gabe. Now, talking about this phrase, it actually reminds me of my dad. We have this boat back home, and my dad, he worked on the boat for almost a whole year before he could even put it in the water.
That's good. Your dad had patience.
He did, he did. I don't think I'd have the same patience, but...My dad does.
All right, he worked on it for a year. Or maybe you could say we drove for 2 hours before we finally found the place we were looking for. Or my friend traveled for 2 months before finally coming back to work. There are many ways you could use this phrase.
I would love to travel for 2 months before having to go back to work.
Yeah.
But I don't have that luxury at the moment. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, he made two strips of material. One had thousands of tiny hooks on it. The other was covered with thousands of tiny loops.
And the two strips could stick tightly to each other. And Rebecca, you know what time it is.
It's twin time!
That's exactly right. Let's take a closer look at this phrase, to stick tightly to. Here we go.
Hi everyone, I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. Today we'll take a closer look at the verbal phrase, stick to. In our lesson, the text read, the two strips could stick tightly to each other. This means the two objects could be attached together. Here's another example. Magnets stick to the refrigerator. This means the magnets are attached to the refrigerator. Another way to use stick to is to show a continuation of a particular action or thing. Let's say, for example, you are at a restaurant and the waiter asks you, would you like a cup of tea to go with your steak? To answer, you can say, I'll stick to water, thanks. This means you refuse the tea and will continue to drink your water. Christina, I've been walking around in high heels all day. Do you mind if we switch shoes? Actually, I do mind. I'll stick to my shoes, thanks. Now here's a sentence many students hear in school. Stick to the rules. What do you think that means? Right, it means you are expected to follow the rules. Well, I wish we could stick around, but that's all the time we have left. See you next time on A Closer Look.
A lot of amazing things have been invented throughout history. Some have changed people's lives in big ways. Think car. Some have made life more convenient. Think shopping cart. The inspiration for these inventions can come from anywhere. Today we're going to look at an invention where inspiration came from nature itself. Back in the 40s, a man named George de Mestral was hiking in Switzerland. And this has probably happened to you too. He looked down and saw all kinds of burrs sticking to his pants. So when he got home, he looked under his microscope at the burrs and saw tiny hooks holding on to tiny loops of cloth in his pants. And he wondered if it could be useful and worked on the idea for 8 years before he found an answer. So he took two strips of material, one with tiny hooks and one with thousands of tiny loops, and they stuck together very tightly.
Thank you, Linda.
All right, well, the answer to our question of the day is, he worked on it for almost 8 years before he developed that idea for Velcro. Do you hear that?
I hear it. Well, thank you, friends, for joining us today. And make sure you join us tomorrow for another exciting lesson right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye.